The windmill that I have was the original draft, and it has been changed so many times that what we're going to do is just let the Senate bill, I think it's in committee Wednesday with a public hearing, because Senator Williams has amended that bill several times to be fair to different organizations, whether they be Alabama Power or, you know, somebody like that. And so we're going to run with his, because mine is not a close cousin to what mine is. So that'll be in committee Wednesday, I believe. And it'll be Senate Bill 12.
Yeah, so I know certain things about the bill were controversial to the wind farm. One of the wind companies called Pioneer Green Energy that was trying to build wind farms up in his district.
Let's just say in my back door.
I know that they were unhappy with the legislation, and they sort of characterized it as a moratorium, or what they saw as a moratorium on their projects. I wonder what your take is on that situation, because I know that there's a lawsuit. I know that that a lot of people in the community are against the projects, and I guess, where do you stand on it?
I'm very much against it. I'm against it for several reasons. First of all, it's ludicrous for anybody to say that the wind industry should step foot in Alabama and us have not any kind of rules or regulations regarding the responsibilities that they should have. That is crazy. I mean, there is absolutely not one single state law in place or local law in place governing wind energy. And those things can be very, very dangerous. And I tell you how. My 23-year-old son moved to Oklahoma City Monday before that tornado hit real big this past summer in Oklahoma City. He sent me a picture of one of these arms on these wind turbines that had flown off of it and had sliced a preschool in half. And these in Oklahoma City are on flat ground. These they want to build are on Shinbone Ridge at a high altitude. Now, can you imagine one of those falling down? If it can slice through a preschool on flat land, it can surely slice through you as you go down Highway 411. So for anybody to think that this state should not have some sort of rules or regulations regarding the safety and the potential hazard of these things is just not thinking.
I wonder, so you said that you are against these two projects, I guess. And their position is that the bill has been crafted in a way to stop these. And Senator Williams' position was that, no, it's not. They're not intended to stop Pioneer from building. But he is opposed to the project, and you're opposed to the project. So
if there was legitimately enough wind to generate enough wind energy to make a hill of beans, and that's slang, I know, but to make a difference, then this legislation would not stop them. But the problem is there's no validity in the production of wind in this state. And because they're doing this for not legitimate reasons in my mind, then no, yeah, it might stop them. But if they were legitimately accurate in their assumption that there was enough wind, then these bills wouldn't stop them. The problem is there's not any wind in Alabama to merit those things. And when the arms don't turn, they use an int motor to turn them. And the motor that they use is as big as a yellow school bus. So they're using a motor. They're going to have to use, to generate wind, they'll have to use an engine or motor as big as a school bus, which is what they call dirty energy. So it's just crazy. So you take the dirty energy that rotates the arms, and you do it, and there's a mathematical formula, and you get a net effect. Well, they've got, in some of the residents I've talked to, their contract states to some of these residents they've contracted with, according to some of my constituents, that they don't get paid for leasing their land until it has a net of 35. Well, TVA has some wind turbines in Tennessee on top of a mountain ridge, and they've never generated over 25. So when they get them up and get them going, even the landowner who has these contracts to lease them, they're not even going to get paid, and then they're going to be all upset.
Well, so I guess it's just weird to hear. It's like, why would they want to build the wind turbines if there is no wind? I mean, what wouldn't you think?
Because there's programs from Washington or the Obama administration where they get money for erecting clean energy.
But
they don't have to produce it. All they have to do is build it, and they get the money. How that's set up, I couldn't tell you, but I do know that that is true.
Well, but didn't the wind credit that you're talking about, that expired?
Yeah, but either it's been renewed or it is expected to be renewed.
Okay. Well, so you're saying that they wouldn't make money from the wind. They're basically getting money from the government, and that's why they want to build in Alabama?
Well, from what I understand, they expect that the subsidies or grants or whatever they're calling them for the wind energy to be renewed. They expect that. And I don't know who they've talked to in Washington to be that sure about it, but they do expect it. In addition to that, they are able to sell, whether it's from using the motor that they've got on them or real wind, they expect to be able to sell that because all the energy sources or power sources like Alabama Power, TVA, and everybody will soon have to have an energy mix. In other words, they can't just use what they've been using to draw energy. According to the Obama administration and their new regulations and stuff, they have to have an energy mix. With the state of Alabama, there's no wind or Alabama Power in that group. We'd have already built wind turbines. But if they can get any, even if it's just a little bit from this company, to go into that energy mix, that will help them meet the new guidelines.
Okay, gotcha. Well, it seems like I wonder if the wind companies feel vilified because it seems like they may be getting more scrutiny than other, say, dirty forms of energy, such as coal or things like that. At least that's what I've heard from in interviews with them.
I don't know where. I've not been presented any numbers from them that would show any kind of validity to getting wind on Shenbone Ridge. If you look at maps, which Alabama Power even has a map of the United States, and it's kind of got a call, you know, different colors on the map, and the different colors relate to wind, the amount of wind, and it goes from the highest wind sources in different states to the lowest, and Alabama's second to the last.
Right, right.
Second to the last. The reason why they're descending on the state of Alabama is because there are no laws governing them here in the state of Alabama. And what, not Pioneer Green, I don't know, but wind turbine companies across the country, different ones, and I'm not talking about the same people, but different ones have a history of erecting these things and then abandoning them. Though you can see pictures of them, if you Google it, rusted out. That becomes a danger when that happens. It costs $1.5 million to take them down. So if they put them up, and are fortunate to get their money from Washington and all this kind of stuff, and then abandon them, it will cost $1.5 million to take them down. And there's 40 of them going up in Etowah County, and I want to say it. Maybe 20 or so in Cherokee County, in my district. Well, my district isn't Cherokee County, but in my district, Etowah County, there's 40 of them going up. 40 times 1.5 million, that's the bill they're going to leave us with if we don't get some rules and regulations in place that they be responsible for what they put up.
Okay,
and I'm
gosh.
Sorry, I'm passionate about this.
No, absolutely.
There are no rules.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting because on the one hand, their argument is that the rules are being put in place to stop them from building, and that's what they're saying. And on the one hand, I'm hearing from Senator Williams that no, that's not the intention. But at the same time, he doesn't want these projects to be built. So I mean, it's just kind of like. I understand too. There are multiple concerns about the wind farms themselves, and we didn't even talk about the way they look on people's properties, right, and everything like that.
Well, not to mention the number of birds and bald eagles that they've killed in the past. So much so that recently, President Obama issued an executive order that the rules and regulations regarding killing of bald eagles would be, what was the word used, would be, would not pertain to wind turbine companies. So if they put them up there, and we've got residents up there that shows pictures of bald eagles in their yard, and if they kill them, if these wind turbines kill them, they don't have to. They're not going to be in trouble for it, thanks to that executive order.
How do you feel in general about, quote unquote, green energy and, its validity as far as, and do you feel like climate change is a serious?
I think it's the least cost effective form of energy there is. I think it's a bunch of hooey. I think if God gave us coal, God gave us shale gas, shale oil, God gave us oil and all kinds of natural resources, and he gave it to us for a reason, and we should extract that, use that. If we were to extract our own natural resources that would be cost-effective and be benefit, everybody around here and in this country would be employed if they wanted a job. Plus, too, we wouldn't rely on foreign energy, and thus that would not pad the pockets of our enemies. And so that would create a more secure nation because we're not giving them money to give their terrorists to bomb us. So I think this environmental stuff is a bunch of crap.
Well, why would do you believe in global warming, and why would
no.
scientists be making that up?
I do not believe in global warming. I think that if the Earth is warming, it is just nature's way of doing it. I don't think it's man-made at all.
Would scientists' opinions change your mind on that?
Well, you've got to realize that, and I'm driving now. I don't have anything in front of me to reference. But you got to realize that there have been very huge legitimate research or findings, if you will, that prove that some of this global warming stuff that has come out in the past is false and inaccurate. The stuff that everybody's believed in and quoted and reacted to is false. Maybe not all of it, but some of it. But I just don't believe that we have the power to change Earth's atmosphere.